Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
Hashtag parenting for real. We've been talking about this on the Jeff and Jen Show. You know, most people share those perfect moments of parenting, which is not reality. You know you've done it. You've scrolled through the 40 pictures you took of your kid and a 15-second time span.
Right.
And you picked the most perfect-looking one, the best smile where they're not crying, nobody's sweating, nothing's out of place. But that's really not. That's not reality. So I've been encouraging parents to share their stories of the real side of parenting.
And for whatever,
Jeff calls it hashtag birth control.
And for whatever reason, Jen thinks I'm tremendously interested in all these stories. So whenever we're out of the studio and we've got some time, she goes, "Whoa, my gosh. You're not going to believe what yesterday was like."
I had 2 days in a row of parenting for real.
And this happens. They're the Cobb County Chamber of Commerce is literally next door to the radio studio, and they invited us to speak at a luncheon,
which was really cool.
5 minute walk?
Yeah, 5 minute walk.
We're 30 seconds into it, and Jen says the sentence, I had poop on 10 different things in my house.
At least 10. At least 10, including me, our dining room chair, like fabric-covered dining room chairs, several towels and washcloths.
Hashtag birth control.
Yeah.
Now, I knew that Reese had an upset tummy. I did not realize that she was into street art.
It just happened. I don't know how it happened. I was home by myself juggling the girls. We have a 3-year-old and a 9-month-old, and our 9-month-old has not been feeling good. She's had some tummy troubles. She's got an ear infection. She's been not feeling great this week. And so as the parents listening understand, that can mean anything. So in one moment, I was like taking the girls to the park in the double stroller. I was feeling like a champion mom. And literally within 5 minutes, everything fell apart.
As that was the funny part about you telling the story is you're like, it was so promising.
It was such a promising afternoon.
It was we're going to go walk through the park for 40 minutes before dinner.
I was feeling so great. I was getting in some exercise, pushing them both. Everybody was happy. Nobody was having a meltdown. It was great. And then we get home. And the little one, I can see she's just like struggling a little bit. So I'm like trying to help her. And so I can't even remember the exact succession of how it went. But she did not have a diaper on. And that's where it all fell apart.
That's when hell broke loose.
Literally.
Okay. So I'm just going to ask some questions. Because towels and washcloths, obviously I can understand how they could get a little baby poop on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anything bathroom related, going to take that out of the equation.
Yep.
And then I'm even going to take you out of the equation because
she was sitting on my lap.
God, what? It was your lap?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't your hand?
No, lap.
She pooped on your lap?
I had poop on both legs.
Oh.
In some smear form.
Stop.
I'm sorry. This is life.
What were you wearing? Were you wearing shorts?
Marina's going to vomit over there.
Because you had just walked the park.
Yeah, I had on like exercise shorts.
So you had like baseball players wear eye black. You had it on your knees.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Thighs, actually. I think it was 10 different things in my house. And one of which was the high chair. One was the dining room chair. And then because our dog Carolina is trained that anytime a child's in the high chair, be close by because they could be dropping and throwing perfectly good treats to you.
Yeah.
Like organic food.
Oh,
my
sure.
dog eats more organic food than my children do. And so Carolina's there. So Carolina got it on her.
So, okay. How does it get on the dining room chair?
Because she's in my lap and I'm sitting in the dining room chair.
So it comes off your leg onto the dining room chair.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it was one of those moments where I'm like, oh, save me. Like, I was like,
I feel the same way right now.
So not nice to my husband when I called him. I'm like, where are you? And he's like, I'm in traffic. I'm trying to get home. And I'm like, well, hurry it up because I'm dying over here.
Wow.
He was like, yeah, I'll be home next week. Oh, all of a sudden I got a conference call. Got to stop to the grocery store for milk. He came up with 1,000 excuses not to be dealing with my psychotic mom mess.
I know what he said. He goes, I got a 3-day-long conference call.
And yeah.
I have to take it at the Ritz-Carlton out in Lake Oconee.
Yeah, and I'll see you in 3 days. Good luck.
Hey, Amanda, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How old are your kids? Where's your kid?
I have 3 kids. They're 7, 4, and 10 months.
All right.
Oh, you're in the thick of it, sister.
Bring us a good hashtag parenting for real story.
Last night was my middle child's birthday.
Okay.
So we were opening cards and everything, and I had our 10-month-old on the floor. Apparently, my husband has set a Tag Pepsi on the floor, and I didn't know.
Right.
So all of a sudden, my 10-month-old somehow got a can of a Pepsi, must have shaken it up 100 times, because he threw it on the floor, and it exploded.
Oh, no.
It covered me. It covered all my kids, the presents. It hit from wall to wall, filling the floor. I mean, 10 feet across.
It must have come in like a smoke grenade. Like, you had no idea your kid even had it, and all of a sudden, everybody's sticky.
Yes.
And here's
we spent an hour cleaning up Pepsi, and my floor is still sticky.
Okay, here's my question, because in those moments, I want to be able to laugh, and I want to be able to look at it from the 50-foot view, you know, where it's like, oh, this is going to be a hilarious story in 2 days.
Yeah.
But in the moment, I am so stressed out. I'm no fun. I'm a monster. Are you cool about it, or do you scream at your husband?
2 kids ago, I would have screamed. Yeah. Yesterday, we have 3 kids. So my husband and I looked at each other and started laughing hysterically.
Okay.
Because there's nothing else you can do.
Right. You just have to let it go. Just... I'm learning that. And with the second kid, I am learning that.
You're 1 kid away from sanity, Jen.
That's true.
Like, kid number one, you're nuts. Kid number two, you're on the brink. Kid number three, you're like, whatever.
You're like, we just live in chaos.
Well,
it's
you kind of have to lose it. You have to lose your sanity before you can get there.
Yeah.
It's like joining a fraternity or sorority or the Navy SEALs. They're going to beat you down in enough. Thing, and then they're going to build you back up.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Oh, Jen, there is a lot of comfort in numbers. We'll take one more call.
Thank goodness.
Morgan in Roswell, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. What's your hashtag parenting for real story? Hey, Morgan.
Hello?
Hey, Morgan. Hey.
What's your hashtag parenting for real story?
So, my 4-month-old, we went to visit a daycare, to tour daycare, and we were walking around the daycare. And she just turns into mommy and throws up all down my shirt.
Oh, sister, I feel you. That was me on the day after the poop incident. I had the same thing. And so you're covered in it, right? And then you're standing in the middle of a daycare going, don't you want to accept us?
Yeah, I was like,
please.
I'm really sorry. Do you have a paper towel?
Yeah, invite our family in. We're the ones that you want. And we know you got limited space on that wait list. It's us.
Pick me.
All right, Morgan and Jen, do you guys want to say it together?
God bless you. Are you ready, Morgan?
I'm ready.
Hashtag parenting
for real.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.